In this bulletin, Australian Federal Police reportedly removes text messages with politicians from evidence gathered at a journalist's home. The search continues for a United States woman missing in Queensland. And in tennis, Ashley Barty secures her first Grand Slam title. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Australian Federal Police reportedly removed two Labor politicians' text messages from evidence gathered during a raid of the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst. News Corp says officers had initially intended to seize text messages from Ms Smethurst's phone, with Labor MPs Richard Miles and Murray Watt during the AFP's raid this week. However, a senior AFP officer told a junior colleague to leave text conversations with politicians out of the evidence. Senator Watt had followed up on Ms Smethurst's story during Senate estimates about a plan for authorities to spy on Australians, while the journalist had contacted Mr Miles for comment. Thousands of people are expected to defend abortion rights in a march in Sydney today, bringing attention to laws that still criminalise the act in some Australian states. The Our Bodies, Our Choice march began as a Facebook event started by a 17-year-old high school student a few weeks ago, but has since received a groundswell of support after restrictive abortion laws were passed in the United States. Event organiser Bella Ziardi says abortion is a right.
No one should be able to impose their beliefs or values or opinions on anybody else, on their body, on their mind, except for the person themselves.
Excavations at a Brisbane home are resuming as police investigate the suspected murder of a United States woman who disappeared last year. Priscilla Bruton went missing from Bracken Ridge in July 2018, but wasn't reported missing until December. Police extended the search for the missing mother of one yesterday, using cadaver dogs to search the home of her former partner. Detective Senior Sergeant Michael Hogan says the 46-year-old was a keen gamer and may have raised fears about her safety to the online community before her disappearance.
Police suspect that a lot of the people that she associated with online and also in some private clubs may not know that police are investigating her disappearance. Police are asking that those people who may have had contact with Ms. Bruton come forward and give some information.
If you or someone you know is impacted by domestic or family violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. In tennis, Ashley Barty has claimed her first Grand Slam title after crushing Markéta Vondrousova 6-1, 6-3 at the French Open. The Australian raced to a 4-love lead as she breezed through the opening set, taking full advantage of the Czech's early jitters. Vondrousova offered more of a challenge in the second set, but Barty prevailed. The result makes the 23-year-old the first Australian woman in 46 years to win the French Open singles title. Barty says she's grateful for the support she's received during the tournament.
The amount of Aussie accents that I've heard in the crowd has been amazing, and being able to speak to my family already has been really special, and obviously I knew that they were up and watching, and it's just been really nice to have the support from everyone, and I'm a very lucky girl.
In cricket, Australian captain Aaron Finch says opener Dave Warner is shaken up after he hit a net bowler in the head ahead of the side's World Cup match against India. Australia's practice session came to an abrupt halt when the bowler, Jaikishan Pleha, dropped to the ground after being hit on the head as he tried to stop Warner's drive. Finch says despite the injury, Pleha is in good spirits.
The young guy seems to be in pretty good spirits at the moment. He's obviously been taken off to hospital and will continue to be assessed just to make sure that everything's okay. But, Dave was pretty shaken up, no doubt. It was a decent hit to the head. So, yeah, hopefully that everything keeps going well for the youngster and he's back up and running shortly.
In 2014, Warner was playing in a Sheffield Shield match when his friend Phil Hughes was fatally hit in the neck by a ball while batting. And now look at today's weather. Perth, showers and 18. Adelaide, afternoon or evening shower, 18. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 17. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, much the same, 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21. Sydney, sunny, 22. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, showers and 27. and Darwin, mostly sunny, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.